If you just locked in today, we are talking about arguments in the household. Our kids are allowed to argue with their parents when they disagree with them. And Obito came through. How are you doing, Obito? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Ah, fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah, I think that being able to argue respectfully or have a difference of opinion is a very valuable life skill. And where are kids supposed to learn that if not at home with the parents? So I think that as parents, we have an obligation to provide our kids with that opportunity.
Yes.
To learn how to structure their thought and how to present their arguments. But I think more importantly, especially in today's life, how to listen and to listen to the end. You know, people just want to hear the first three words and then make up their mind and then have some reaction, whether it's verbally or emotionally. But often they haven't listened to the end to find out what's really the gist of the situation.
Hey, Arthur, how are you? So according to my knowledge, whether children are allowed to argue with their parents is a complex topic, man. You know, in general, there's no universal right or wrong answer to this, honestly, as it depends on a specific family dynamic, cultural norms and parental styles, you know. In some cultures and households, there may be a stronger emphasis on parental authorities, like where children are expected to be more deferential and less argumentative, like honestly, because, you know, questioning or contradicting parents may seem as disrespectful. So, you know, it is what it is.
It depends on what the argument is all about. I mean, sometimes a kid would want to wear the orange t-shirt, but the mom would be saying the kid should wear the red one. So, nah, that's her right or his right. If he wants to wear what color he wants of the clothes, then yeah, he's got the right to argue. It's not going to be a disrespectful argument, of course, just that simple. I mean, if I'm okay with the question, yeah, I think they are allowed, they have the right to speak for themselves. I mean, on certain things, of course.
Now, good afternoon, Mitchell Simato here. Listen, I believe it's a good thing for kids to be able to debate and argue with their parents, but I'm not talking about arguing in a term of being disrespectful. I'm talking about them being able to articulate how they feel, or let's say I am wrong on something and them correcting me. Because we have the situation now where many black young people, young parents today who are parents, do not know how to express themselves. And most of the time we end up expressing ourselves through physical violence or violence towards other people. So I would encourage parents to allow their kids to be able to express themselves with it if they are dissatisfied with something, but it still needs to be done in a very respectful manner. You get what I'm saying? The respect still needs to be there to say, yes, I'm disagreeing with my father, but he's still my father. I'm disagreeing with my mother, but it's still my mother, and it's an elder. I must be able to respect her. But when we just have these children who are raised to just, you know, just keep quiet, you're not supposed to talk back to an elder. These people grow up not being able to express themselves. So that's my opinion on that. But they can argue and debate, but it needs to still be done from a point of respect that it's still my parent.
Hi, Arthur. How are you? Happy almost Friday. I would not mind if my child and I were to debate about a certain something, like in a respectful way, because I also want to encourage the child, like, to have, you know, freedom of speech. Instead of just shutting them down, like whenever they have an opinion on something, but arguing, like, let's say I say no, switch off the TV and go sleep, and then you come and want to come here and argue with me in my house, hey, watching TV that is paid by me, let's not even go there. But no, I won't argue with the child that I gave birth to, but I will listen to what they have to say, because children of today are very smart, hey? So you'll learn a thing or two from them.